This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. G7 leaders meet on Friday for their first in-person talks in nearly 2 years, with an expected pledge to donate 1 billion COVID vaccine doses to the world's poorest countries. The group of leading economies, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Britain, and the United States, say unity is the goal, and a joint approach is the world's best chance for recovering from the global health crisis and tackling climate change. The leaders meeting at a seaside resort in Cornwall, southwest England, also expected to outline more help for developing nations to build up infrastructure as a counterpoint to the debt-fueled spending by China in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. The Hong Kong government on Friday enacted new guidelines that allow authorities to censor films on the basis of safeguarding national security, escalating concerns over freedoms in the former British colony. The government said the changes give the film censor authority to ban films perceived as promoting or glorifying acts or activities that could endanger national security. The film censorship authorities should stay, quote, vigilant to the portrayal, depiction, or treatment of any act or activity, the government said in a statement. Any content of a film which is objectively and reasonably capable of being perceived as endorsing, supporting, promoting such activity will be censored, according to the guideline. Beijing imposed a national security law in Hong Kong in June that punishes what authorities broadly define as secession, sedition, and collusion with foreign forces, with up to life in jail following a year of sometimes violent pro-democracy demonstrations. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Around 18,000 Tokyo Olympics workers, including referees and volunteers, will be vaccinated from next week, organizers said Friday, as they try to build confidence that the games will be safe. With just 6 weeks until the pandemic postponed games open, officials are still battling domestic opposition and fear that the event could spread the coronavirus. Japan's vaccination program got off to a slow start, and while it's picking up pace, just over 4% of the population is fully vaccinated, with close to 13% having a first dose. Tokyo 2020 Chief Saiko Hashimoto said she hoped the vaccinations would allow staff to participate in event operations with peace of mind. The jabs will target those interacting closely with the athletes on a frequent basis, she said. Those include referees, Olympic Village staff, employees, contractors, airport employees, doping testing officials, and assistants from the National Olympic and Paralympic Committees. Some of the 70,000 volunteers will also be included if they are expected to have regular close contact with athletes. Public opinion polls tended to show most in Japan oppose holding the games this year, favoring cancellation or further postponement. European Union countries agreed on Friday to an easing of travel restrictions over summer that will allow fully vaccinated tourists to avoid tests or quarantines and broaden the list of EU regions from which it's safe to travel. Ambassadors from the 27 EU member states approved a modified European Commission proposal that people who have been fully vaccinated for 14 days should be able to travel freely from one EU country to another, current EU president of the Portugal said. Just over a quarter of EU adults are now fully vaccinated. The revised guidelines come as the EU introduces COVID-19 certificates that will indicate whether a person is vaccinated, has immunity because they were previously infected, or has recently had a negative test. The system is set to be ready July 1st, although some countries will launch it earlier. And Indonesia is preparing to receive thousands of deportees from Malaysia, a government official said on Friday, amid a crackdown there on undocumented workers as the country suffers its most severe corona outbreak. Malaysia will send back more than 7,000 people to Indonesia, which wants the most vulnerable people, including women and children held in detention centers, to be returned first, according to Indonesia's Coordinating Ministry for Human Development. Millions of undocumented workers from Indonesia, Myanmar, and Nepal and Bangladesh work in Malaysia, often in plantation, construction, and manufacturing sectors. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.